Earth, sky.
Sea ice really does have quite a few impacts, both on the rest of the climate system and also on ecosystems.
You're listening to Claire Parkinson, project scientist for NASA's Aqua satellite mission. Among other things, this mission measures floating sea ice at Earth's poles.
Sea ice is ice that forms from the freezing of seawater. It's a very common feature in the polar regions. Sea ice is really quite an effective insulator between the ocean and the atmosphere. And also, it's white. And being white means that the solar radiation that comes down and strikes it largely gets reflected away and goes back to space.
Sea ice helps cool our planet by reflecting sunlight back to space and also by trapping heat in the ocean, where the heat can't escape as quickly to the atmosphere. Dr. Parkinson spoke of the loss of sea ice cover in the Arctic.
We can see a clear long-term trend, which is a trend toward lesser sea ice coverage. And it turns out that it's overall about 3 to 4% per decade reduced sea ice coverage since the late 1970s.
That means that every year since the 1970s, we've lost an area of Arctic sea ice about the size of Switzerland. Many scientists now suggest we'll see an ice-free Arctic in the summertime in this century, although some ice will still return each winter. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.